Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we conclude the message I've been sharing these last couple of weeks on God's call to His church, learning important lessons out of the book of Nehemiah. Not only His leadership abilities and qualities, which we can apply to our own lives, but also to see how the people of God worked together. When they did, there was victory. And I believe God is doing that in the hour in which we're living. Jesus prayed that we would be one. He prayed for unity in His body. And that's the work of sanctification that every one of us should grow into the maturity, the measure of a perfect man, even that of Christ Jesus. And as we are faithful and obedient to do whatever it is that He asks us to do, and we all have different positions or stations or tasks or purposes of God in our lives, which can change over our lifetime. You've heard me say this many times if you're a regular listener, but what matters is that we are faithful and that God, in a beautiful way throughout the years, through the seasons of our lives, He's weaving together a beautiful tapestry that will bring Him glory. But let's pray. Father, right now, Lord, you've placed on my heart, there are those that are going through times of real trial, testing, and battles. And Lord, when we just shared in such a brief manner, Lord, the kinds of trials that Nehemiah and the faithful workers, the opposition and the pressure and the trials that they endured and the commitment that was required, that they worked day and night. They had the sword of the Spirit, if you will, the actual practical weapon to do war if necessary, and they continued with the work that you would call them to do. Yes, Lord, it was a physical work, but you are calling us, Lord, as God's people, to do a spiritual work, to build up the body of Christ. Just as you spoke through the prophet Haggai to the people, go up to the mountains, go to the high place, get wood, and bring it down and build my house. We are called today to go up to the mountain and bring down stones and build those lively stones together to preach the gospel, and not only that, to make disciples of them. So, Father, I ask that with the power that you've given us, the authority, I rebuke the forces of darkness, of discouragement, of ridicule, of oppression, of self-doubt, everything that would stand in the way of the forward progress of your beloved right now. Father, I just take authority over oppression. Lord, there's one that's really, really tired. Lord, I just rebuke spiritual exhaustion. And Lord, it says in your word, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Father, I pray for a renewal of that strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I thank you for it. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, as you open your heart, as you open your ears to hear the word of the Lord, I shall minister to you. I shall pour new strength into your inner man, that you shall be able to prevail. Do you not recall my words that in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. I have defeated the enemy completely in every way in your behalf. You are simply to call upon my name and use my name. Use it in the authority that I have given you, and you shall see as you are submitted to me, as you resist the enemy, he will flee from before you. And as you've asked of me, yes, I will give you wisdom. And yes, I will give you discernment. The Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, which is within you, shall lead and guide you in all truth. I shall give you that discernment that you need. There are times I will speak to go forward. There were times I will speak to you to stand still, to wait, And as you wait, you will see the reason that I've had you to wait. Sometimes that delay may be just brief, other times prolonged. But as you wait upon me, you will see the wisdom of your God brought forth in your behalf, and you shall rejoice in your obedience and your willingness to obey me, and you shall see the work of the Lord brought forth not only in your life, but in the lives of your loved ones and for those you are praying for. And as my people will respond to me, so shall I orchestrate, even as a beautiful symphony, yea, the work of each hand, and it shall be brought together in perfect harmony as the Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon all flesh. Rejoice, beloved, you are a part of that which I have called you to do. Despise not the day of small beginnings, for I am with you to strengthen your hands and to see the work completed, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right, beloved, as we bring this week to a close with this broadcast, let's just take a brief summary of what we've learned. Some of the things we see: Nehemiah and what he did when he began to have a burden from God. He embarked in fasting and prayer, as God would speak to your heart, waiting on the Lord. That precedes every great spiritual undertaking. Then we saw sacrificial service. Nehemiah was willing to give up high worldly position for serving God. How much we need this today, willing to be a servant, willing to be that representative of Christ, meek and lowly in heart as he was. And then, of course, we don't want to be so spiritually minded we're no earthly good. There is also a very practical, because God's a practical God. He's the God of the supernatural, but he's a God of the natural. Everything has, when you think of it, he exists outside of time, but we're in time. But yet, the seasons will endure, the sun and the moon, and he uses natural time. He uses principles. Jesus talked about the principle of the seed. There is a natural sequence, a natural development of events, and he uses those because he's the God of nature, is he not? It's not, Mother Earth that brought this to pass. It's the word of our living God, of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He spoke everything into existence that is. Praise God. And so this is the God that we serve. But so it's necessary to count the cost before you begin something. Wait on the Lord before you begin a constructive work, if you will. What did Nehemiah do? He went out at night. He took an inspection of the city. He then consulted with the elders. And then, of course, there was a cooperation of the people. The people had a mind to work. That's Nehemiah 2, 17 and 18. They had one mind. There was unity. And the important thing is, beloved, regardless of where you are in your life, where you fellowship, whatever you are doing, God has a place for you. It's not just willy-nilly. He has a specific purpose and plan for your life right now. Everyone was in their place and doing their own job. We see that in chapter 3. And that typifies, beloved, as we apply it to our own lives, the importance of being obedient to the Lord. We can't judge our own efforts, right? We might think that what we're doing is totally insignificant, but only eternity will reveal the full results. Nehemiah thoroughly organized his efforts, not by man-made organization, but done by the counsel of the Spirit of the Lord. He was in prayer. He had the mind of Christ. And obviously, for the work to succeed in such a way in 52 days, it was obviously, even to the unbelievers, to those who were ridiculed, to those who had opposed, to those who stood against him, it was a sign of the hand of God. And of course, that was the end result, victory. The goal was to rebuild the walls, and it was accomplished in a miraculous length of time. But not just that. Not only was the goal completed, God always has multiple aspects involved in anything he does. They had also, as a nation, they'd gained the respect of those surrounding neighbors, those nations, when they saw the hand of God at work in their behalf. And so Nehemiah was not only concerned with the rebuilding as we see in the first six chapters of the book, but in the latter portion, we didn't look at them, but he was concerned with reforms. And we should not only be concerned with healing the sin sick, the maimed, the hurting, and the sorrowful within the body of Christ. Do the works, you know, that's what the 16th chapter of Mark, these signs shall follow them that believe. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Speak with new tongues, they take up any serpents and scorpions, dealing with in spiritual warfare, not doing snake handling, okay? If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. God wants us not only to preach the gospel, but to make disciples. That's where instructing them comes in a personal way. So what do we learn from the book of Nehemiah? Oh, so many things. And I hope you were able to glean some precious truths for your own life where you may find yourself right now. But the lesson of Nehemiah shows us how to rebuild the walls of our strength, if you will. Remember that scripture I quoted? Jesus said, "Thy walls are continually before me." We need to, by his power, the power of God, we need that for the body of Christ and for our own individual lives. The latter portion of the book, chapters 7 through 13, shows us how to maintain those walls in strength by unceasing resistance to the allurement of the flesh and attacks and attempts which attempt to force us to compromise with God's word and work. And so, beloved, what we need to do is to remain faithful to the calling which God has called us to. Remember, Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And we find general purposes, general understanding of what we are to do in the Word of God. But then also God gives us rhema words that make his Word apply in specific and unique ways to our personal lives. Well, beloved, I love you, and I want you to know I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family, even if you've never written. And everything I pray for myself, I pray for you. I don't want to be by myself. I want all of us to enjoy the riches and blessings of God. I love you dearly. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to receiving your letter. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.